deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses at night. All the precious time. Oh, like the wind, the years go by. Precious butterfly. She'll change her name today. She'll make a promise and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her. She asked me what I'm thinking and I said I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby. She leaned over, gave me butterfly kisses with her mama there, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk me down the aisle, Daddy, it's just about time. Does my wedding gown look pretty, Daddy? Daddy, don't cry. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses. I couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I've got to let her go, but I'll always remember every hug in the morning and butterfly kisses.
Every year since she was 16, I've played that song for my daughter Tara Carr. Very cherished person, and of course, Tara, your uncle had to push up himself, that Stoney Carr, from out of Washington, D.C., say, back off, it's my niece. All right? No, he says, it's always a lovely tribute to your daughter and my niece. So, folks, it's her birthday. She's now married and has given me two of the greatest grandkids one will ever. All grandparents say this, but I'm saying it, that it's you'll ever find in life. All right? You know what? Let me continue the show before me start to cry and galang like me all. Oh, boy. Here we go. The man that I'm going to be talking to, a friend. I didn't come from there, but he grew up there. He was born there. Me, I come there, come meet him in Maypin. I don't know why I'm so nervous when I talk to Vern Maytones. Here we go. What? Oh, mommy, I have to change that now. Yeah, no, sir. Well, I don't mind. That sounds scratchy. Here we go. Sounds of Vernon Maytones.
Or it calls for too much smoke.
shut up and talk to Vern, yes? Vern and Maytones.
Yes, bless up the bird and the crooks.
God, family. What you say, man?
The diamond.
You know, re-release this again.
Why am I shut Mafia and Flux to lick back the rhythm and if you hear it?
Whoa.
maybe
me can't get a sing off a piece of it, you know.
Lord. You go and talk, you know. I mean, you ain't nothing with you, you know, until quick by done,
yeah. Folks, I'm only pulling his legs. He has a beautiful studio in his home, and I'm supposed to be going there for the last 200 years, and I haven't reached yet because I'm shy. You know what I mean? But I'm going to surprise you one of these days. He's supposed to write the words, you know, because between him and Glenn Washington, I don't know who is better when it comes to writing music. So let me not say. So, something?
You know the door is wide open.
Yeah, man, I'm not worried about that, man. But you know something? I want you to tell the people when you started and how did it go. And, you know, give them an idea about Maytones because it's two of you. I want you to explain that to them for me.
Well, it was simple, you know. We are neighbors. Gladstone and I, neighbors, go to school together. And we used to fool around singing at night and in the backyard and the street side and stuff like that. Until I would call him a good Samaritan, come to us and say, I know a man with record, you know. We say, yeah. I ain't know you know them little teen there, you want to hear yourself on radio and thing.
I hear
so
you.
So what's on the radio, man? And that's how we meet Mr. Wranglin. G.G. Wranglin.
Yes.
And he asked us to do, at least we sing around 3 songs. And he said, no, we're going to the studio. You know why I hear them more than the 3?
Why? Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, so from there we get the push. He was an electrician. He never in the music business.
Oh.
No, he was a technician at both time. Yeah, technician, fix radio and thing like that, TV and stuff like that.
Oh.
And he booked the time and said we're going to the studio, man. And boy, the power and the spirit just get up, man.
Never look back,
my youth.
You know, one of the things, Vern, is may I have so much thing I want to ask you, but, you know what I mean? I remembered when you guys first came out, I said, wow, nice, another feature from Maypen. You know what I mean? But I want to get rid of some of the things that, name some of the places that you guys have traveled to.
Well, the first place to travel was Freeport, Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
That time I was in my teen. That's the first travel we traveled. And from then, we just keep traveling. We travel in Europe. We do a lot of stuff in Europe. France. Belize. We go to Israel.
What?
We go to Las Vegas, we go to Mexico, we go to St. Lucia.
All over.
All over, boy. There's all place now, bro. I'll forget right now. Brazilian place.
Right. Another one of the things is a lot of people don't know. People see Vern, you know, and they say, oh, Maytones. But don't they know that Vern and Maytones had songs and movies? I want to know about that. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, I have a few songs in movie. First is what the Rockers. The Morning Warriors and the Rockers.
Yeah.
And then when I came to Canada, I came to Canada in the 80s, and I hooked up in the 20s with a group name from Canada here. In Bedouin Sound Clash.
Yes, Bedouin Sound Clash.
Yeah. Yes, and one of their albums I did over the Morning Warriors.
No, okay.
And it took off and it entered into a movie named Falcon Beach. It was like a TV series.
Right.
And recently, the original Money Warriors entered back into the Downsiding with Matt Damon movie.
Okay, okay.
You never know that, eh?
Never know that one, but...
the Downsiding movie, man. There was a soundtrack of Money Warriors in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, we have a next movie like, it was Nurse Fighter Boy. It was a movie like, it was a good movie. It was like a young boy growing up with mom and whatever. And we have a next song, One Way, in that, you remember that show they used to have in Toronto named Kink That Here Day?
Yes.
Yeah, with the girls, I'm in the saloon and thing.
Right.
Yeah, man, we are entering into that too.
But, you know, Vern, I want to ask you something. You don't have to answer it because it's kind of personal. Dealing with these kind of circumstances with these movies and the Third Wing agent, when you hear your voice in a movie, do you get paid for that? Or you have to go look for somebody?
Yes, man. Straight. Even in the restaurant, they play my music. If they're going by the books, I get paid.
Ah, good. That's because all I wanted to know.
From 70s, I signed with the biggest publishing organization you can think of, PRS. That's in England.
Mm-hmm.
Where Michael Jackson, everyone, that's a big, that big man thing. So anywhere my music drop, I get my little share that I'm supposed to get.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Man, I'm covered that way, man.
Good, because, you know, I'm tired of, I was talking to a singer the other day, and he was saying, because he told me about this song he had, and it was doing so well, and I said, so what are your remittance, your money? And he said, boy, you know, the father stretched me, look like me, I have to go look for them and this and that and carry my brother and my cousin. He says he just cannot get his money from them, you know what I mean? But I know you guys had a problem with a big recording label. Yeah, but we'll talk about that after. I don't want to rush it too much. But okay. I just want you to talk about your partner, son.
Oh, Gladstone.
Mr. Gladstone.
Gladstone is the hell of me.
Mm-hmm.
But to him, it's like, he's my son. You know, that's the kind of respect Gladstone have for me.
Right.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
But you guys been together for donkey years.
And we're still together. We don't go nowhere.
Ah.
The only thing is in Jamaica and I'm here.
He doesn't like to travel, right?
he don't like to travel too much, but the producer of them want to take the shortcut sometimes. They don't want to bring Gladstone from Jamaica and I'm here. You know, but anytime the requests come, we're ready to go, man.
Nice. Gladstone. Yeah. You know, I'm supposed to receive a call from somebody who was telling me, but I don't want to give it away. He was giving me some stories that I need to find out how true it is, you know what I mean? So we won't touch on that yet. What was it like working with the labels in Jamaica? Did you ever change from Wrangling to anybody else in Jamaica?
No, Stretch. I never believe in a runaround.
Okay, good.
You know, and from the 70s, a lot of people don't know that, but I always promote my own music.
Ah.
Because even some of the stuff, about 2-3 albums Gigi put out, is my recording.
Ah.
It's like I lease it out to him.
Right.
So from the beginning, I was a person who promote and record other artists from way back when.
I didn't know that part of you, Vern.
Yes, man.
Yeah, I know.
One way album. a lot of albums, man. Only a picture album, all those albums is my production. Yeah, man. Write and produce.
I just started just picking out a one music now and again. I just played Madness, so let me just play a little bit, you know. This is Africa We Wanna Go. Maytown. I just giving you a taste, turning back the pages of time on CKUT and Sunshine Radio. Vernon Maytown's, just in case you're wondering, we're on the Zoom. Jump on it and you'll see what Vernon looks like. Here we go.
Maytown.
Everything at the same time. I mean, we don't have the time. But one more time.
Chains are free.
Very unique harmony.
Time figure.
From out of Maypen, Clarendon. Maytown. Oh, God. Vern. Who made that track, man?
Revolutionaries, man.
Whoa.
Your boy,
song
slump on that, man.
Yes, sir.
I tell you
too, because boy, you know, I listen to them all the while and I play them in my head and thing. But you know, the horn section, man.
Wicked man, wicked man.
My God. I'm telling you, you know, really and truly, it's coming up to 17 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock, folks. And in case you're wondering, I'm talking to Vernon Maytown's with a mask on, not necessarily because I'm talking on the Zoom. But what's happening, we're having some work done, and the gentleman requested it, even though I had it on, so it's not a problem. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, you had or you still have a major lawsuit in the works against Trojan Records. And yes. Explain to me, tell me, because that's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yes. I was informed recently to join the lawsuit. And they explained to me that the amount of material that Trojan have for me, I'm one of the major artists on this last week. Because I have, in my studio, I have at least 15 compilation from Trojan. I am on, from Trojan.
Wow.
And it's a lot of big artists who used to be on Trojan label involved in this lawsuit. And it's a very serious lawsuit. I think they're going to just settle, and because they can't win.
Oh.
There's too much ammunition against them.
But how did that happen? How they just like the music, take it, and expecting the artist to say, oh, yeah, I'm on Trojan label or something? They didn't discuss it with you guys?
No one discussed it with me.
Wow.
And as Khan to Gigi, he never really get nothing from them, which I don't fully believe it still, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
But the lawyers told me that if he even gets something, it's nothing match up to what he's supposed to get. And we have to get reimbursed for everything all these years.
Of course.
Because even though they're releasing stuff, you know, on Trojan.
They're still releasing your stuff on Trojan?
Yeah.
Somebody signed a paper there.
They even put out an album with me, my personal production, only your picture.
No, man. Somebody playing head games there, brother.
Yeah. No one get the permission to do that.
Wow.
That is more than a big thing.
Well, how can they do that?
Well, they do it, you know, and they keep on doing and get away with it, but they wouldn't know that time going to catch up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
What goes around?
Comes around.
All right, my brother.
My. I'm surprised to hear that. And your lawyer has them in court, and they're still just doing it without thinking, or they don't care?
They don't care. They think it was a joke.
Who owns Trojan? That's a big label, isn't it?
Big label, man. The only label that was bigger than Trojan, or big, equal to Trojan, was Virgin. Yeah, man.
Virgin Records.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I didn't know that. I knew you had something up in the works there with them, but I didn't know it was continuing all this time.
And as we touch on Virgin, there was a label that wanted to sign us in the 70s, you know.
Yes.
And when the information reached us, it's like they want a Rastaman image. I'm saying this is my Rastaman engine, you know, because this is in my heart, it's not on my ear. My father never said everybody have a lot.
You know, I'm laughing. Man, I'm telling you, you had to be, because.
Yeah, man, I'm one of the man.
I remember once we went to Chicago a few years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago with a band from Montreal with all them guys up here, Names and Faces. And we went, they have some cultural, Caribbean cultural weekend at the University of Chicago, and somebody had invited them and we went down there. But the greatest thing, these guys have on their uniforms, because them days, you know, band men wore uniforms. And I'll never, till the day I die, forget the reviews that the Chicago Tribune, I think I still have it somewhere, wrote about these guys. Oh, they were excellent on stage. But at times I looked and they had on, they reminded me of the Temptations because of their outfit. And no Jamaican was really on stage because nobody had dreadlocks. I said to myself, I couldn't believe that. They're playing reggae, but they're imitating reggae players.
Yeah. That's in the head of some promoters, you know.
Wow.
If you're not reggae. You know,
I'll never forget that because... You know, it amazes me that they could think you have to be. I got that too once in in Mandeville. This guy came up to me and asked me, "How come we don't have any natty dread in the band?" I said,
"Fashion thing."
Yeah, I said it's a fashion thing. You know what I mean? Yes, my brother. By the way,
Name and Face is our sharp dressing group. You know,
excellent dressing group. They used to wear this long coat all the way to their knees and all that. By the way, folks, in case you're wondering, we're talking about a group that George Fennell was a part of. He was the lead singer. We used to steal George away when we got big jobs. When we were in Viscount, we used to steal him and carry him with us to Montego Bay or wherever. I was expecting Mr. Brown to call me. Yeah. And I want to know the history of you, Cecil.
Cecil Newland,
Vern right. Maytones, and Sidney Brown in the back of the class.
Well, I tell you, they have a group, man. George Fennell.
Yes.
We did have a group, man.
In the school.
In the school. You know how much time teacher call you up, man? Me, I tell you, man, choose something, man. You know how much time. I remember one of the teachers we used to call Teacher Lampard.
Teacher Lampard, yes.
That time you have bad boy, Wolf, as a teacher, you know, say a cane you get.
Yes.
But that couldn't stop the boy. We just love the music.
Love the music and loved it well, too, because all of you. All of you at one point or another came on the forefront because you guys were big, 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 big name artists in the 70s. I said to myself, wow, at least another product of Maple and Clarendon Boy. So it was you, Sidney. Let me see who came out of that group. You, Sidney, somebody else. About 3-4 of y'all were in into music and all that.
Yeah.
So tell me now, Vernon, another thing. With this pandemic, what are you guys doing? How are you surviving and dub plates?
Dub plates, man. A lot of dub plates, man. At first I ever buy so much dub plates. Dub plates like raindrops. Yeah, it's, well, with the COVID, tell you the truth, man, I never write so much song in my life at once. Yeah, with the COVID...
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. What you say, right?
I wrote.
I didn't hear that good.
Songs.
You know a guy named Stretch?
I finished 5 full albums.
My God.
Yeah.
You know Stretch, who you promised? He tell me that you promised to write something for him and give him a rhythm.
I write and give you rhythm.
Where? When?
Respond.
Not me. It must be another Stretch from Stretch Land.
I'm going to pull it up and make you check it again. You know, check yourself.
Okay. All right. All right. I would really love that. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting older now.
Stretch and George Fennell.
Yes. Well, George.
Please do the father's work.
Good.
You get a voice, use it. Don't play with it.
You hear that, George?
Yes.
All right. All right, Vern, I will take your words on it, and I will do something about it, because where's Drew? Drew, as a young DJ, you wanna ask Vern anything? Or did I wake you up? Drew daydreaming. Let me leave him alone.
Stretch.
Yes, you wanted to ask Vern anything. What would you say to Vern as a young DJ entrepreneur in this city?
I'll say to Vern that, you know, I mean, it's a pleasure. You know, I'm living in Barbados as a young kid and always hearing the song Money Worries. So no, I moved to Canada and he was right here in the palm of my hands for so many years.
Nice.
And just like everyone else, I decided to give him some of that COVID money.
You go on, you get one of the biggest money worries dog in the mind without the business.
God! I like that. I like how you put that.
No, but on the real, you know what I mean? Like leaving sunny Jamaica where everybody knows that, you know what I mean? There you feel that authentic reggae vibe, you know what I mean? I'm moving here in Canada, Montreal itself, freezing cold. How do you continue to put out that energy?
Well, I'm living in Canada, but when it comes to music, I'm in Jamaica. I don't know if you can really see what I'm trying to say. When I pick up a pen or put something in my head, it's Jamaica. I look on 7th Road. That's a street I
7th Road, Muir Park.
Yes, Muir Park, all them places where I look for. You know what I mean? I don't look around me like as Canada. You know, because I'm in Canada, but I'm writing like I'm in Jamaica. If you really listen to my song that coming out.
Yes,
it don't sound like it's a Canadian environment. It's, you can see straight in the Jamaica situation.
Nice.
Yeah, and also, like, I follow you a lot on social media, and I see, not even before the pandemic, that, you know what I mean, here in Montreal and maybe Canada, your work might not be appreciated as much as it should be, but I see you being constantly touring, like throughout the United States, South America, and places like that.
Yes. Oh boy. Montreal, wake up, man. You got it.
Montreal.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, but Montreal, yeah, sometime, boy.
The appreciation when I get out, bro, man, is like, for instance, I go to Jerusalem.
Yeah, I saw that video.
For my land in Jerusalem, I don't even go through custom. You have a car, just come for me. The people are going to be like, I'm a governor of some country or something. That's the kind of appreciation you have. When I go and get visa, it's like, even Brazil visa now, it's next year it finish. When I get visa, it's like 3-4 years.
Hey.
You can go and come and tell the boat show is gone.
Vern, you talk about Brazil.
Again. Yes.
Do they, how is it with the language problem? They follow your song? Because I was watching one of them video and everybody singing in English. Or yes, whatever language that was.
Boy, I don't know how they do it in a stretch. But when you're in Brazil and I sing, you have to make sure you're the punk key.
When
you say the punk key, your words is placed right, because they sing the song, they know the words.
Word for word. Yes, word for that. Word. Wow, that's amazing.
Some people take music very seriously, man.
The love of the music, eh?
The love of the music. And the love of the music is not hearing a rhythm and jump up and down.
No.
You must listen to the lyrics. Listen what the artist is trying to say. Because any artist trying to deliver something to you.
You know.
So open your mind and listen.
I was talking to Nicholas about that, because I hear him play some soca music. And I have to be listening, and I am listening keenly what these young men are saying. And I wish they didn't put it really on a soca rhythm, because people don't listen. They just jump up and wind up and think. But the message that they're coming across with, unbelievable in some of these soca songs, you know?
That's why I love Europe.
Yes.
Europe, they listen, man. They listen.
They love lyrics all the time. They love lyrics. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of lyrics, I haven't heard this song in a while, so I just let me give a listen. This is Vernon Maytones. One of their massive hits called Funny Man.
Boy, boy, boy. What a funny man.
Listening to this song, and I'm listening to the chops on the guitar, and I'm wondering, do they still have musicians like that still in Jamaica?
I don't think so. I think we lost the will. You know what's sad about this song when you play it now? The guy that playing that lead guitar there, he died just the other day.
Who? What's his name?
Ronnie Bob.
Ronnie Bob.
Yeah. You was living in Toronto too. You end up living
Yes, he came to Toronto there after a while.
That's a wicked guitarist, man.
Oh, man. The closest thing to him when it comes to that kind of riff was Lynn Tate.
Lynn Tate.
Yeah. I didn't know Ronnie Bob died, man.
Yeah, man. He died just not too long ago. Mm. He played on almost every Maytones hit song.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was like a studio.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
Because he used to say, boy, the band thing too rough and he can't deal with that.
Yeah, he was a studio guitarist. And he had that song named Serious Love.
Yes.
Guitar on that song, man. Jesus.
Nice.
Rest in peace, Ronnie Bob.
Yes, Ronnie Bob. That one that shook me up, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died.
Let me touch another song that the other day I get a brand new song from you. I mean, want to know the reason and the wording and why you wrote this song. All right.
Things gone bad, yes, things gone bad.
Brand new.
Bad to work.
Brand new. Things by Vernon Nathan.
Yes,
it's called
bad.
The Rubber Man.
It's getting from bad to worse on weekends. When you gonna change your dirty ways on weekends? When you gonna change your dirty ways? You just rob, rob, rob and kill, kill, kill. No pity, no sympathy. You just rob, rob, rob and kill, kill, kill. No pity, no sympathy.
Mercy, Lord.
Such an awful situation. Robbing from the poor, yeah. How do you feel, Mr. Robber Man? Killing someone for pocket change. How do you feel when you recall your killing spree? Did you ever stop to think that your victim leaving someone behind? That someone leave behind can be your mother, can be your father, yeah. That someone leave behind can be a child, can be a brother or a sister. Have at least a wicked day. When we get, when
brand
you
new.
Change your dirty ways.
The Rubber Man. R-O-B-B-E-R. Are you touching a little bit on Jamaica in that sense?
That song is what's going on in Jamaica.
It's true.
I write about it. And it's Mafia and Fluxy licking the rhythm there. You hear it sound, man?
Oh, if really and truly, it's Mafia and Fluxy rhythm me want to sing for. Because somehow them kind of blend it in with your voice. You know, they drop the card, everything. Yeah, anyway.
Let me whisper something in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
They have two albums. And all of them, I can use them. So
hey, Drew.
Yes.
Next time you have a Zoom to do, don't do it with this guy because he's not treating me well. I'm supposed to get one of them songs, brother.
A good boy, man.
I want to ask Maytones a question.
Sure, go ahead.
You know what I mean? You've been doing this since the 70s, and we saw, basically want to ask you, since the 70s and you're doing this, you've stuck to a formula.
Yeah.
And a certain type of vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you never stray away from what you started with. You know what I mean? What make you keep on doing that? You know, because you could have chose the road like a lot of artists. They seem to like follow the fashion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you stick with your formula.
Yes. That's why I use the word that some of the lost their way. You know, because they're running up and down, you know, and straying from what. Because I see reggae music is a different thing, you know. Reggae music is like a church. It's a preaching. It's like the Almighty God give you a message to deliver, and it can't just deliver in a boom bang boom bang boom bang. It have to be positioned. You know what I'm trying to say? the rhythm, you hear like how the rhythm sit down with me there. And I just relax and just a bop on it.
Yes.
That's so good reggae music, roots reggae music. Not to say anything wrong with dancehall, but I say a roots singer and a conscious reggae artist should keep his course.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know artists right now that fall off at the course and it's trying hard to get back on the on track, and it's like it's lasting because they don't want to in their head still, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not solid.
It's called confusion.
Confusion.
Yes, yes. Anything else, Drew?
What's one of your favorite places to perform?
Wow.
That's never a fair question.
I think that's going to be Brazil.
But Brazil, boy, Brazil, like, at least them say my yard, my second yard. Brazil, boy, different.
When name from Pioneers live down there now? Lodi?
Lodi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him last show I did there.
Yeah. But why? Him still in the music down there? Man.
Yeah, man, he have a label that he run. But he break up with the group.
With the Pioneers?
Yeah, so he's doing his one-away thing. But he wasn't a lead singer. You know
no,
I mean?
So I just kind of figured that out. Anyway, let me not critique nobody. No.
You know, Stretch, there have to be something special about Brazil and the reggae music, because I know there's... Eric Donaldson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anytime you cannot find that gentleman in Jamaica, they say he's in Brazil.
Yeah.
So Stretch, it's something special now in Brazil.
Yeah, man.
Well, these guys stick with the rhythm. What Vern just telling you a while ago, they stick with it. They don't change. So, you know, the people can identify with the music, you know what I mean? So I guess it's what it is, you know what I mean?
Well, what I think of Timeless Song is the greatest.
Of course.
Timeless Song.
Money Worries.
Those songs don't move, can't remove.
No, Money Worries will always be there, boy, from now till eternity.
When I go to all Brazil, when you see me go Brazil and open with Money Worries, I must know, that place is different. Because some place Money Worries is the song.
Yes.
Brazil, Money Worries is just filling. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go Brazil, be hoping with Money Worries.
Mm.
Some place I'm going to have to close with them Money Worries.
Right.
Are you only doing digital or you're still printing vinyl? Because I got to understand from a very good friend of mine, there's some places in Europe, especially in Italy, that when you go, they don't want anything digital, anything CD.
No.
Those guys are still playing via vinyl.
Yes. And they want live music too. Because the showcase that I have coming up with Mafia and Fluxy is vinyl. It's pressing on vinyl.
Wow.
And the last vinyl release for me in France on the Abendigo label is named Rasta Rule the World. A 12-inch man. By the way, I have some here, you know, so Drew, you can link me and you get.
Well, you have to send me the MP3, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Don't worry. Yeah.
MP3, boy. MP3. Oh, my God. Whoa, we're running away with time. Vern, we have like 17 minutes to go. Anything would you like to add? Anything about Maypen, good old Maypen?
Well, Maypen, boy, I remember, I have to tell the people on this, I remember the days when I used to behind your goalpost.
What?
I want a wicked goal of this, you know, Joe. Stretch Car. I used to behind him with Youth United.
Oh, boy, you have good memory, yeah. We had one of the finest youth club there in Maypen.
United, man. Wicked soccer player, man.
Bill Daniels. Tony Sanson. We had all the college graduates wherever they came from.
Yeah.
We joined that team. Oh, yeah, good memories.
A stretch.
Yeah.
Bill Dallas used to play for Youth United, too.
Right? Yeah, man, outside left.
Yeah. Left outside left.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Neville Hicklin. Yeah, and our captain. The captain's name was Vin Lovesy. Later became a doctor, Dr. Vincent Lovesy.
I remember Chicken Chess.
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we had played Veertek when Derek Tompkinson was the coach, and he invited me to come and check out the national team. I was there with Ezric Brown and Alston DeCosta. I was a third string goalkeeper, but you know, them days to drive from Maypen to Kingston was too much work. I went twice and that was it. But Maypen was nice.
You was a good goalie. You was the best still in Clarendon.
Thank you, man. I didn't know that, but I am grateful.
I don't know friend taught that.
No,
that I'm used to bet for you.
You used to bet?
Yes, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember we played an island match against Haiti once, and they scored like 3-4 goals. I mean, and when I came back in the Star, they said, goalkeeper should not be referred to as a goalkeeper. He should be referred to as a holy. The ball. I cried.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Brother Vern, I forgot to wrap up, you know. We have 15 minutes to go. Anything? Any famous last words?
Well, I just want to say, big up Montreal. I love Montreal. Well, you know, so from there till now, you know, so I love it.
Yes, we all do.
Family and friends, supporters. I want to take...
Your sound drop. Vern, your sound drop there, boy.
Yes, on mute. He's good now.
Yeah, well, you were saying...
Sorry about that.
You were saying something?
Yes, on the phone, at the phone ring.
Oh, okay.
I was just bigging up the Montreal crew. I tell them to more listen for it and meet on some more.
Good.
Because I'm here.
We're right here in Montreal. What them say, you know, it's hard to penetrate your own environment, but we're going to do it one day.
Yes.
Brother Vern, I thank you, my friend. I thank you extremely well. Thank you. And Drew, keep the spirit alive. Next week we'll be having
Allison Hines.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure both ways. All right, Vern, take care, my brother.
Big up CKOT every time.
Who can hear must feel?
What is that, Vern?
Who can hear feel?
And then must big up who?
I want to big up CKUT every time, all the time.
You're the man, say.
Who can hear must feel? Who can hear a good feel? I so bad to say yes. I'm say who can hear must feel? And who can hear a good feel? I so bad to say yes. The humblest calf suck the most milk. I said the humblest calf suck the most milk. What eyes no see, heart no leave. Yes, I know but that it's true. I want you, yes. Who can hear must feel? Who can hear a good feel? Somebody say yes. Who can hear must feel? Who can hear a good feel? I so bad to say yeah. If night should turn to day, a lot of people would have to run away. Yes, they would have to run away. Yes, I mean say who can hear must feel? Yes.
rhythm. That's a good music sound, you understand me? Stretch, you have to play back this tune for me now, please, because my husband love it and me love it. Here we go. She said, my God, those were the days. Madness, Maytown. Rhythm. How would you step on the keyboard, Vern? Winston Wright? What?
I gotta wonder if it's because the time is so hard.
Was in the same band with Winston at one point called the Mercury's Band.
Yes, I gotta wonder if it calls from too much drinking or it calls.
Going to you, Paulette, and your husband, celebrating 40 years of marriage, 45 years of marriage. And she's from Maypen, living in Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, yeah? Nice. Listen to this, Vern. Louise says to tell you, she enjoyed the informative Maytown, and he's so sweet, such a nice person. Tony Carr from Washington, D.C. said, enjoying the conversation with Vernon. I see I missed a call from Raphael. And Franklin Davis all the way from South Carolina. South Carolina, we have a few listeners there. Likes to love you, Vernon. So listen, my friend, we have to wrap up.
Yes, my brother.
And we will talk, all right? I'm still waiting on the song to sing.
Yes, sir.
With Fluxy and the whole of them, all right?
All right.
All right, folks. So from the, remember, thank you for joining us. Those of you who didn't want to come on the Zoom or who just listened, thank you. We certainly appreciate it. And for those of you who are wondering why I have on the mask, because I have somebody here teaching me the wiring. No, he's doing it himself. And some electrical wiring, all right? So we respect each other. So I'm going to leave you with this. Tony Anthony from out of Toronto, Canada. It's your friend. It's my friend. Want to thank Vernon Maytones. Vern Maytones for being with us today. On CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR Sunshine Radio.com.
When every day is a crazy day and nothing is going your way, and the thought of giving up is on your mind, when you feel all hope is gone and this life isn't what you want, I'll be your angel, I'll be your friend, I'll be your rock till the end. When there's nowhere to turn from all the bridges that you burn, and everything you've been through is lesson learned, but when you had it,
listening to CKUT 90.3 FM and our sister station all the way in Washington, D.C., WFFR, sunshinemradio.com, D.C. Worldwide, both stations are. I want to thank my friend Vern. Vern and I go back way back, and thank him for mentioning soccer. And I enjoyed the game immensely. My brother was a track star, ran for Jamaica. I remember him going to Brazil, and I was so envious. Yes, Brazil has a long history with Jamaicans. And I was jealous. Tony Carr, Anthony Carr was running for Jamaica at the time. And the brother Lee, tall, dark, and handsome, massive, good-looking man. He played cricket for the top club in Jamaica, Melbourne Cricket Club. And I was the pimp.
When every day is a crazy day.
I got called up to the national squad. That was nice. We all dad was a sportsman, one of the best cricketers in the island at the time, and when we were growing up. So that's where we got it from, folks. Thank you. Thank you, CKUT. Thank you, listeners. You're the best. Until next time, remember, we're your...
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
C, wait. Sunroof. C. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Master Work Show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckut.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shoutouts, requests, info, etc., and all that, no doubt. Greetings, everyone. So the curfew has been lifted on our time limit for everyone out there, no doubt. No more 9:30 p.m. required. I'm sure many out there are happy about this, for sure, no doubt. But let's still all keep safe and respect the boundaries so that the numbers will keep going down until they vanish. And this way, things can possibly return to our normal way of life. That'd be great, no doubt. Here are some of the Geminis out there who